Welcome to you all. We are happy that you have moved through this year and you are together again. We are going to speak to you briefly about this year and then about what it means to you. We understand in your numerological system there are many ways of looking at a year's number, but we would like to point out one way of looking at it, and that is that it includes two number twos. And we mention that because two is the number that we associate with the power of woman. And why that is because it is about union. It is about cooperation. It is about bringing parts together that belong together, that are still themselves, and yet together make a stronger whole than they make when they are apart. You will find in this year that you are going to be called on to do that in many ways. We are going to touch only briefly on this. But the first way is within yourself. Of course, we have different aspects of ourselves, but we are usually unhappy in the places where there have been places in ourselves we are not able to bring into union with each other. That could be many things. It could be the mind and the spirit. It could be the self-worth and the emotional base. There are many, many. In our not-so-spare time, we'll write a book about two, but not today. But we want to mention that any time you are moving in that direction, when you feel conflict between parts of yourself, stop all the judgment. Stop all of the things that say, why am I not better after all the work I have done? In where we are, we find that an earth joke. Why are you not better yet? When the entire life path on earth is about getting better every day. It is not about an end point at some part of your healing. It is about the beauty of taking all of yourself and all of your parts and healing them more every day. And part of that healing is done by understanding that where you feel dualities in your own responses, you are willing to lovingly, not critically, but lovingly look at that and bring those two things together. The question we ask you to ask yourself when you feel that difference in yourself is, if I truly loved myself in this moment, what would I think? What would I do? That is the question that brings union to the separateness. Now, when we are looking at that in other parts of our lives, we want to look at that from a personal perspective. Since you have all, in one way or another, been taught to people please, and by the way, we greatly appreciate the work that you have done to move out of that, even though we know it is uncomfortable. But the idea of the two and finding a good union of the two does not mean that you sacrifice yourself in order to be one with someone else. There is a problematic human condition. The idea is to be one with yourself. If there is another, hope that they are being one with themselves and that this can make the union. The union of the selves can come together then. And look at this. What do you have? You have four, don't you? And that is the year, is it not? 2020. It is a four. So all of these things are working cosmically together. And we simply want you to be aware of them. Let us bring one thing more. And that is, you cannot hate yourself anymore. We are going to make a declaration here. In order to free your spirit, you must stop the hatred. You must stop the resentment of parts of yourself that are not perfect. And I think we all know there is no perfection. So that would be hating most of yourself if you are going for perfection. Let us give that up. Whatever it is that is speaking to us about us, let us greet that part with love. And you see, if you have these two things that you would like to find, still keep their identity, but find union, and you have one hating the other, how are you going to do that? That is not ever going to work. There must be love. There can be, certainly, here is an aspect I do not care for, but I am not going to hate it. I'm going to find these two coming together in love. And in the love, I will find the wisdom that I need to make all of this work as it should in my life. So in this year ahead of us, let us keep this in mind, both inside of us and outside of us. And one more thing. We do want to understand the sacredness of our own nature enough to know that our nature does not belong with every nature. That does not mean there is a failure. That means that not all pieces of a jigsaw puzzle are intended to fit together. There can be a lovely piece of sky and an interesting piece of grass. They both have an equal right to be in the big picture, but they do not belong together. And the loving acknowledgement of that allows you to continue to change and to be free. And to be free is the joy of your own spirit and the universe which created you. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Become aware of your own energy and feel an energy of purification that pours over your field like water, and let it wash away any heaviness or trouble or problem that you might have had. Let that cleansing energy wash away any resistance to letting go the last of something that you truly need to shed. Be aware that the energy above you is full of stars, and the stars are energy and focus, and feel them circling above the circle. Feel them moving around. See how beautiful they are, and know that you are going to draw into your own field one of those stars. You do not need to know its meaning, but feel for the color and the shape and feel it drawn to you as you are drawn to it. And as you see it above your head, notice its color or its energy or a feeling about it. Allow your intuitive third eye to give you information about the star that you have drawn to yourself. Now feel the golden light of the universe surround the star that is yours and bring it into your crown and let your crown open and receive everything that you need to support that star that is yours. And feel the generosity of the universe sending wisdom and love and abundance, compassion, patience. And let the golden light of the universe combine with the energy of that star and move it into your third eye so that the intuitive power that is yours becomes alive and awake and able to receive what is yours. Now feel the energy of the universe. Broaden your third eye. Make you better able to intuit all that you need to know in this time. Feel the energy surrounding your star come into your throat center. And feel the energy in your throat begin to speak to you about your star, what you want it to say to you, what you want to say to it, and what you want to say in the world to draw into the star all that you wish to create. And feel the energy of the universe around your star, draw it into your heart center. And feel with a great burst of light that star growing, and the energy around your star growing with it. And feel your heart become joyful and relieved, knowing that you are drawing guidance for your time into your heart in your way, with the love and support of the universe. And take a moment and be in the beauty of your own heart. And feel the star move into your solar plexus with the energy of the universe. And feel the solar plexus releasing any emotion that might oppose your dreams, that might oppose your focus, your love, your joy, Feel all those emotions leave your body, making the solar plexus free to support you. Feel the energy of the star move into your second center. And let the golden light of the universe hold your star safely, while the second center releases judgment and shame and any of the patterns that take you away from your birthright. See a beautiful waterfall falling in the second center, able to cleanse anything that comes through your life that you need to release, without judgment, without shame, and with respect for your star. And feel your star and the energy of the universe move through your body and into your root. And feel your root awaken, because there is no longer a reason for the center that creates your life to be afraid, because all that you need is now in you and surrounded by the love and the support of the universe. And allow that star energy to fill your body, holding its shape in every part of your body, but sending its light to your thoughts, to your dreams, to your arms and hands, to your torso, your spine, your legs, your feet, until you are one with your dream. And feel the glow that moves past your body to the field around you. Knowing that you will draw to yourself what is yours, and that you will allow what is not to move away from your field. Move your attention into your heart center. See that the universe has left a gift for you, and resting your mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.